Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We get a lot of features there, including our webcam. It's free, by the way. The webcam allows you to go and watch and listen to the show and chat all at the same time, because we built the chat room into the same page as the webcam. So just go to cam.freetalklive.com to experience that. It's free, of course. Again, cam.freetalklive.com. And it's brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GVICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's go to John in Texas first. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I got a question for y'all.
Yes, sir.
How would y'all deal with the illegal immigration problem along the border?
Well, I don't personally believe that people – this is a great issue, and it's a very in-depth one. I don't believe that people can be illegal. I believe that people are just human beings. And if I'd like to ask you further, what is the problem that you would be more – can you be more specific as to the problem?
Well, like today I saw a news report how they've shut off a national park that goes three counties deep, 80 miles into Arizona, because they have armed drug guys and traffickers.
Okay, so you've identified two problems, and they're both government problems. One, that they shut down the park. The government chose to shut down the park. Two,
the National Park Service, they didn't shut it down. They put a warning up advising people not to go into the parks because of the armed, illegal, paramilitary-type operations that are being run in this park.
Sure, the drug gangsters. Now, that's the second point, is that those people wouldn't exist if it weren't for the government's war on drugs.
Right. The United States government forced Mexico, when Mexico had decided, its legal government had decided that they were going to legalize a certain level of... decriminalize a certain level of drug possession in their country. The United States government stepped on their neck, because you know who runs this block around here in North America, stepped on their neck and made them recriminalize it. And the fact is, the United States government has created the problem we have with drugs in this country, and therefore the problem of all these armed criminals that are fighting it out on the streets of Mexico and here.
How many gangsters, before you continue, just for a little thought experiment, how many gangsters, and maybe not for you, maybe you get it on this, but how many gangsters are trafficking in alcohol across the border?
Oh, I know what you're saying. It's like prohibition.
It's exactly like that.
And, so I get it, what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. And I see your point there. If you delegalize it,
And now, why would tens of millions of people from, say, Mexico want to come to the U.S. when their country is a beautiful country and they have to come up here and learn the language and try to get around all the laws and intimidation of people who don't like them? I mean, why would that happen unless the government of Mexico was causing this? And the government of Mexico is controlled by the government of the U.S.
Well, to some extent. I mean,
it's larger than you think. It's called foreign aid.
All right, we got all this foreign aid going over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but yet hundreds and thousands of their people, just people, come across the border and avail themselves to our welfare system.
Well, it's not my system. It's the government system.
It's our system.
Well, no, that implies some ownership. And I don't accept that ownership of that system. It is not my system. I didn't ask for it, and I don't want to pay for it, and I don't want to be a part of it.
And we don't really allow it either. And I'd ask you this question. You know, there's people that live in Ciudad Juarez over there that they live actually geographically closer to me here in New Hampshire than people who, say, live in San Diego. But American citizens can go with their hands out and get the free welfare and all that other stuff. But the people from, you know, that are actually geographically closer. Montreal's just around the block here from where I live in New Hampshire. Why should I not have to pay for those people?
He's not arguing for welfare.
No, he's not. I'm just saying that when it comes down to it, welfare's the problem
right
here.
That's another government problem.
If you put a bowl of dry, crunchy cat food out on the porch, out on your front porch, don't get upset that stray cats come by and eat it. Well, this is only for my kitties.
And then you have eroding property rights in this country. You've got the war on drugs. You've got welfare. You've got a whole host of government-created problems that basically attract people. And all these things do, and if you listen, you had mentioned something on the news. It's designed to make you outrageous. It's designed to make you want to fight with these people. It's a diversion.
They're the enemy.
They're creating chaos, and they're creating instability. That's the whole design. That's what they do.
The state capitalizes on that by promoting more.
We've got to solve this immigration problem, so we'll solve it with a police state. And that's what, of course, they're proposing.
And we want laws to make sure that employers have to check with the government before they can hire people.
Or we can stop you on the street and demand you show your papers. I mean, that's what this is coming to. And for me, that's a really scary situation. So it all really comes down to the fact that the government has welfare. The government has this insane war on drugs that creates crime. And the welfare, of course, encourages people to be deadbeats, and so in the absence of these governmental programs, it would be no problem people coming here and immigrating.
And there's never been a problem from Canada, really. The reason why there's such a big uproar over Mexico is that so many people have poured in because of these conditions, and you don't hear any, when there's a natural, organic kind of migration back and forth over borders like we've had with Canada for decades, there's no problem. Nobody ever complains about it.
Well, nobody complained about immigration.
It's enough, I think. The difference between the southern border and the northern border, or border with Canada, is that we're dealing with one country up on the northern border, Canada. And the back and forth, the United States culture, Canadian culture, very similar, and enough immigration. It's not overwhelming. It's not 10,000 people moving into a particular city or county.
Sure, but I have to disagree with the statement that the culture is similar. I think there are different cultures within the United States. I don't think there is any sort of overarching culture in general, I don't think it was a racist statement. I'm not saying that, but I think it could come off as sounding that way because there are plenty of people in Mexico who have the kind of classic American values of, you know, hard work and working smart and
family.
And their family and moving up and a lot of them are very religious, which a lot of Americans are very religious. I could say you could draw as many parallels between Mexico as you could in Canada.
Well, the problem with Mexico is we're not, on the southern border, is we're not dealing with just Mexico. We're dealing with the countries from Central America, South
America.
Well,
it's not a problem, though. None of that's a problem. The problems are what we already...
Well, it is a problem. It is a problem. I mean, even a sponge hits a saturation point.
Let's talk about that, because it sounds like you're suggesting overpopulation might be the issue.
Yeah, I've driven through the United States, and I can tell you that there's places in the United States you can push the seat
maybe not so
button
much people, guys,
on your FM radio and not hear anyone.
Say again?
Not so much physical people. You know, we can put people all over the place. We could probably take in another couple of hundred million and have room.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is, do we have the infrastructure?
If you put the government in charge of infrastructure, you're
absolutely
right.
Absolutely, you won't. The infrastructure will fail. But
the infrastructure, the job, I mean, like...
Oh, the jobs will be there. Those people are going to, I promise you, they're going to eat food and they're going to live in structures. Absolutely have, you know, those people will benefit the economy. The economy that's dead would absolutely spring to life if you let 100,000 people in here.
Yeah. Immigration in a free marketplace allows for a better economy and a healthier economy and more production and lower costs and all those sorts of things. And as far as the overpopulation issue, it's really not a problem at all. As long as you've got the marketplace handling expansion, it would be fine. But again, we're talking about a fantasy world, and I thank you for the call and the discussion here tonight. Just more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow. For the rest.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, and Mark, tell me about Lumithin Plus.
Lumithin Plus is a product that I worked in conjunction with a team of experts to create. It is it's Caralluma, which is a cactus from India that causes your appetite to be suppressed. The Indians used it in that particular geographic area, used it as a famine food. And, well, if you're not hungry, it's easier to handle a famine. And you can get it. And it's worked great for me as far as knocking the pounds off. It's LumaThinPlus.com. Go there. You can check out the science behind it and see the website, LumaThinPlus.com.
All right. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us at FreeTalkLive.com. And we continue with your phone calls. Dan is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
I'm not lying. I would never do that to you.
Dan, you're on the air. Dan, going once. Dan.
Hi,
Hi, Dan.
Who's lying?
Hi, man.
You're on the air, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a miracle worker by nature, man. That's my nature.
What do you mean by a miracle worker? What does that mean?
That means that everything that you want in your life is yours.
Okay, that's great.
And you can have it.
I want to propel myself to the moon via my own flatulence.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do that then.
Well, it's not really something you can do in a moment's notice, but perhaps, Mark, if you are able to hire the right designers and engineers, you could somehow...
A methane-powered rocket.
Exactly what I was thinking. Some sort of human methane-powered...
You better be careful. We could be in a Jim Carrey movie right now.
Now, I generally agree that people can pretty much do whatever it is that they want. If they can think it up, it generally can be done. I mean, if you look around you, everything that you see was pretty much once a thought in someone's mind. I mean, the microphones we're speaking into, the walls that are surrounding us here. Somebody could have thought it could have been a dream.
Somebody could have had a dream.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Matt. Whatever you want, have. I mean, all you got to do is look up into the
stars. You got to do what?
You look up into the stars, and when you're looking at the stars, you know you're seeing the past. And then you just, like, show up, like, right now, like, wow! Okay.
Far out, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I want what he's drinking.
It's beautiful.
Or whatever. 1-800-259-9231. But, I mean, besides, maybe he wasn't the best at expressing his ideas there, but I do tend to have agreement with the concept that you can really create for yourself what it is that you want in life. I mean, Wayne, you told me select it, project it, expect it, collect it.
Yes.
Right? What's that mean?
Spec, S-P-E-C.
What does that mean?
Well, first, you have to really be clear about what you want first. And once you're specific about what you want, then you start to project it out there. You start to think about it. You start to focus. Just kind of like when you're about to buy a certain type of car, all of a sudden you see it on the streets more. Same thing with projection. And then you start to expect it to come. But you're willing to let go of it and be detached from it. But you keep projecting that expectation. And then when it comes your way, you collect it.
There it is. So it's a simple process, and some people, the skeptics out there, will say, "Well, that's a bunch of crap, Wayne. Not everybody can be a winner."
Well, that's true. I tell you, the first time it was apparent to me. I lived in Hawaii, and I decided one day, I want a blue Honda Accord hatchback. This is back in the '80s when they had the Accord hatchback, and I knew the color and everything. And a week later, I was driving through a parking lot, and there was one sitting there for sale.
Was it good price?
Yeah. And I bought it, and I drove it for 2 years, and I sold it for what I paid for after 2 years.
No, you can't beat that.
you might select it, project it, and collect it on a Mercury Sable, and you won't get the resale value. I can tell you that much.
But I wouldn't have asked for one of those.
So absolutely. And to the people that are critical of that particular viewpoint, if you want to call it the law of attraction or whatever, you can do that. Of the people that are critical, then that's fine. Then, yeah, you can't get what you want. I mean, if that's what you want to believe, is that you can't get what you want, then that's fine. You can have that belief system and see where it gets you.
I think a person who, I think the right attitude in life is 50% of any job that you're doing. And if you have the attitude that you're going to achieve whatever it is that you set out about doing, yeah, there may very well be setbacks along the way. There are going to be setbacks along the way. And
part of the fun.
You know, you can look at them as problems, or you can look at them as challenges. You can look at them as road bumps on the on the life's road to success, whatever you want to do.
Or you can take the first one and say, oh, screw it, and give up.
It's not possible. It can't be done.
You know, I enjoy teaching this lesson to my kids through sports, because in sports it hits you right away. You see that whatever you believe, you're going to be right. So if you say, well, I can't hit off this guy, well, you're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's what you want. So whenever my kids use that language, I always question them on it. I said, is that what you want? They said, no, well,
speak what you want.
Yes, speak whatever you speak, you'll be right eventually.
You're welcome to share your stories that kind of back this this up, or critique it. 800-259-9231.
I think there's a point where it sounds like crack pottery, though. I mean, like, you can
agree.
You've got to be able to say, well, you know, this guy that this pitcher is challenging for me, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you need to be able to use the language to describe what's going on.
I want world peace. But I understand that there's a buffer of time involved, and maybe I won't see that in my lifetime.
I'm not going to speak that peace into existence today.
Right.
But if I say that I'm going to, that I am going to see peace in my lifetime, you know, and you dedicate your life to it, you're going to probably see a greater amount of peace. For one, there's a greater amount of peace in the last century than there have been in preceding centuries and centuries before then.
I think the most legitimate critique of this particular viewpoint, the you can have what you want, law of attraction, etc., that viewpoint, is that some of the proponents, some of the people that are out there promulgating books and videos and things like that, kind of have a viewpoint
sell it like witchcraft.
Right, that you can just think about it and it'll happen. That you don't have to, that Wayne, when you wanted the blue car, that it would have just fallen in your lap and someone would have given you the car or something like that.
I looked for it. I probably subconsciously was looking more intently for that car, because
sure.
I was really, I
but you still had to take
it.
The action of going and talking to the owner, and, you know, nobody just came to you and said, Wayne, it's Publishers Clearinghouse, we've given you this blue car that you've always wanted.
Right.
You know, it doesn't happen like that. You have to take action toward it. But if you aren't taking the action with the intention, if you aren't taking the action with the desire to have what you want in the end, then I don't think the action will be as efficient.
Right. It's the power of controlling your own mind. I can tell you there have been times in my life that I have not had control over my mind, and it is a source of negativity and failure when I don't have control over it. My mind says, yeah, I can't achieve that, I can't do that, I'd rather sit here and lazily do whatever. What you need to do is you need to have control over your own mind, and then you'll have success.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. Yours right there on the front page of the website. Click into the podcast. Go back to the beginning of 2009. All free at freetalklive.com. So, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything. I mentioned that we were going to tell you about a sheriff who in New Lenox County, Illinois, according to, excuse me, not county, New Lenox, Illinois, Will County is the place. Sheriff Paul Kalpas, this is according to Examiner.com, is going to use your tax dollars to hire a private firm to determine what steps to take to address the mistakes made during the homicide investigation of Riley Fox. His department mentally broke down Kevin Fox, the father of Riley, to the point that he falsely confessed to the murder of his own daughter. Deputy Pete Piazza, a Democratic Party candidate to replace Kalpas, told the Plainfield Sun that he was reluctant to make this enormous violation of justice a political issue, but he did. It seems
that he really was a political candidate. Yeah.
It seems common sense is missing from both sides of the race for the political office of Will County Sheriff. It would be refreshing to hear somebody running for that office with a plank against these types of forced confessions and to stop them. Excessive mental interrogation like torture.
Right. People can't cannot imagine what it is that causes somebody to confess to something they didn't do. But the fact is, it happens time and time again. You don't have to believe that it's true. It's just true. The facts don't bear out your look at the world if you don't believe that people confess to crimes they didn't commit.
Under pressure.
Under pressure. I mean, it's a huge amount of pressure. These cops have tricks.
They want to look like they're doing a good work. They want to look like they've caught the right guy.
They'll say things like, you know, hey, if you were going to, you know, do this murder, how would you go about it? And then pretty soon you're down the path of doing it.
According to the story, this says there's nothing sensationalistic about saying Kevin Fox was tortured. He was on more than one occasion. Kevin Fox was tortured by a criminal who took something that can never be replaced, his daughter. The citizens of his community came together to aid Kevin and his family to help find Riley. The police, undoubtedly trying their hardest to find the killer, mishandled, overlooked, or otherwise missed evidence left by the real suspect, including the name of the killer, which was written on a pair of shoes in the gas station bathroom where the murder was committed. Kevin Fox was also tortured by a politician, former Will County State's Attorney Jeff Tomczak, who was looking to garner a guilty plea for the murder in hopes it would be enough to achieve re-election. So again, something you see fairly as fairly common, where a prosecutor will, hey, you know, just kind of bend the rules and go after people who may not have actually committed any real crimes in order to pad his conviction record, so he can point out how he's such a good guy keeping the community safe, when in point of fact he's locking up innocent people. But whatever it takes to get elected, right? Doesn't matter if you get elected on the backs of some innocent men. And this is not an uncommon situation. 1 week before the election, the Will County Sheriff's Department called both Riley's parents in for more questioning and interrogated Kevin Fox for 14 and a half hours until the coerced confession was made. The next day, Tomczak called for the death penalty for Kevin Fox. So how can Paul Kappas fix his department? He shouldn't allow it to be used as a political tool to perfect the conviction record of lawyers, and he shouldn't allow his employees to violate people's rights by using intimidation and coercion as a method of serving and protecting. And he shouldn't allow his interrogators to use information accumulated by flawed technology as evidence of a crime. And finally, he shouldn't be suspicious when people are reluctant to call for help. His department has destroyed the lives of innocent people, and any opportunity to change the policies promoting its injustices are met with reluctance to talk about issues that are a matter of life and death. And can you blame someone for not wanting to come forward in a situation like this? I mean, you've got people that are allegedly committing acts of torture on prisoners in order to coerce confessions out of them. If that's the kind of climate that they're working in, it wouldn't surprise me if the coworkers that were good guys were scared to death of coming out against their you know, these torturers. And certainly the average people that are on the streets are also likely as intimidated. You know, you cross the bad cops, and you're lucky if all you get is the head of your dog cut off and put on your front, you know, on your front porch. You cross these bad cops, and you never know what they're going to do. If they're willing to torture a man to get a false confession out of him, who knows what other kinds of things they're willing to engage in.
Often the police will believe what they're doing is, they don't believe they're getting a false confession necessarily, but often they're bureaucrats, so they tend to not do the thorough job that somebody who is competing in the marketplace for dollars would do. And But at the same time, they believe, and it's mostly true, that you're going to be killed. But if you're going to be murdered, you're going to be murdered by somebody that you live in the same house with or have lived in the same house with, not by some, you know, random person. So the cops went after the easy layup here, and in this instance, it was wrong. You know, 9 times out of 10 or 7 times out of 10 or whatever, they're going to be right going after some guy, that it will be somebody that they had once lived in a house with. But you know, that doesn't make them right every time, and they need to do real police work. I mean, and the suspect's name was in his shoes left in the at the crime scene?
Apparently.
What do you want? I mean, did he need to put them on a silver platter for you?
So, according to a different story, this one from Chicago, NBCChicago.com, the sheriff actually does admit that the department made mistakes. He says that, "I don't think that this department is that proud that we aren't going to admit any mistakes. We just want to find out how to do things better and hope it doesn't occur again." The young girl, 3 years old, by the way, was kidnapped from her Illinois home. Hikers found her body hours later in a nearby creek. She had been sexually assaulted. The investigators eventually charged her father, but Fox claimed, as we pointed out, that his confession was coerced. DNA evidence eventually cleared him, and the charges were dropped. Now, Do you think that the guys that coerced the confession out of him were charged with something?
I don't think they could be in this instance. Unless they torture, if they really tortured and you can show proof.
I don't know if he can prove it.
Right. Well, you're going to need to be able to prove that.
Why else would you confess?
You're dealing with police officers.
Why else would you confess to the murder of your own daughter?
Dude, they can get him to do it.
Wordplay?
Yeah, it happens.
You think with word trickery you could get a man? Wayne, would you say to the police that you killed your own daughter because they used some word trickery on you? I mean, how?
No, because every time they went down that path, I'd say no, because I wouldn't do it, and I didn't do it.
Or you wouldn't talk to them at all, right? I mean, right. The smart thing to do is to not talk to
lawyer.
These guys. But if they've got if they're pounding something into your flesh or doing something that would, I don't know, all the torture techniques. I know there are techniques they can use that won't leave marks.
They can hit you with a phone book, through a phone book or something like that. It's absolutely true. But at the same time, you can you start with the police or authority figures, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's not a place that either you or Wayne are starting from. And second, you deprive a suspect of sleep. You keep berating
14
him. Hours after hours, you keep berating him over the same issue. They do it. It happens. And it just it depends on the person's mental state and their the strength of their mind in general, and people will confess to crimes that they didn't commit, and in some cases they'll do it without actually having been physically tortured. And physical torture, I think, is the only thing that you would be able to charge these guys based on. And I don't think that necessarily all questioning techniques that aren't physical torture are acceptable. However, that's the only thing that you could charge these guys with.
It's pretty unusual to see anybody in law enforcement actually apologize to anyone, but this man actually did it. This Sheriff Coppas, he said, "I apologize to Kevin Fox and the family. I don't know if he would ever see things our way, but I would try to explain what kind of ball might have been dropped in this part of the investigation or the part of the investigation, and what we are going to do to fix it. I don't really believe there's much they can do to fix it. I think that's just bureaucrat talk to make it sound like they're doing something or that they're concerned or that they'll try their best to fix it. But the system is inherently broken, and there's nothing the men on the inside can really do to fix it. You've got
right,
a system.
As long as the system is a monopoly, yes. it's going to be broken.
And it's a violent monopoly on top of that. And these are the positions where the men who get those jobs and the women who get those jobs can enact violence on others with very little consequence. And as long as that exists, as long as there's no consequence for them, no accountability for them, no competition in the marketplace for them, those positions will continue to attract sadists, and there's not a damn thing a policy change will do to stop that. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, though, for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up absolutely anything. And by the way, our website allows you to influence the stuff we will talk about on the air on the airwaves here. In fact, I think every single item that I've had in my show prep here tonight that I've utilized has come from the front page of freetalklive.com. So thanks to all of our listeners who have gone there and opened up an account. If you already have a bulletin board system, a BBS account, you've already got an account on the regular website. So you can go there and sign up. It's totally free. You can submit different show prep suggestions, so whether they be news articles or opinion pieces, blogs, videos, whatever. Our listeners will then look at what you submit. They'll vote them up or down, and then the most voted up will end up on the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there, get interactive, and if you want to support the show, you can do that too by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as the amp-only podcast and more. Go get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com.
The AMP podcast doesn't have any ads in it, or you know, any
it doesn't have
recorded ads.
We still have the stuff that we do live during the show.
Oh, that's content.
Right, yeah. Right. Cutting that out would also sound awful. It would just
weird.
Shop in the middle of a segment. It would be very strange.
I have no intention of doing that.
No, I certainly have no intention of doing that, and no one has ever complained about them anyway, so all is well. amp.freetalklive.com. Hey, Mark, you've got an email you want to share.
I do, and I'm just going to take an excerpt of it here, so if you feel like you just jumped into the middle of this email, you did.
Is it lengthy?
There's just parts of it that...
not relevant on air.
They're just, you know, saying you guys are great.
So okay, great.
We don't really
get that.
So this is from Josh. He says, however, I am a humanist at heart, and I'd like to ask you some questions about the state of humanism under libertarian rule. Okay, so maybe there wouldn't be rule in a libertarian world, but anyway...
I don't want to rule over anybody.
For the sickest among us, those who are truly unable to care for themselves, and I suppose sickest could mean people who are physically unwell,
mm-hmm.
Crippled, if you want to use that term, you know, disabled or whatever, those that are mentally unwell, and I know there are people that are just mentally not able to work. I think that what you find in countries where people have to work and they're aren't, you know, social welfare programs and things like that, is the incidences of debilitating mental illness are significantly lower among the population than they are in a world where you allow somebody to have a mental illness and then they don't have to work. But anyway, let me go on.
Yes, sir.
I think that the role of government should be limited, but is it too constraining to ensure the survivability of those who have no recourse? As I ask as someone who has no familial support to fall back on.
What's the question again? Read it one more time.
What do you do about people that are too ill to take care of themselves?
Well, I think that the liberty movement and the liberty position is the most humane possible. The free marketplace is the most humane possible system of organization, at least that humans have thought up so far, to take care of one another. I think that the current system that we have, even a small government system, is inherently inhumane because it's using the threat of violence against people in order to get them to behave in a certain fashion that the political folks would like them to. So I think that inherently government existing, having a violent monopoly around, is incredibly inhumane across a mass scale. I still think that in the absence of the violent monopoly, you would have everybody having every single dollar that they earned and being able to spend it or save it and give it away in the way that that they think is best. And inevitably, in such a charitable society in which, as I mean, this one that we live in today is very charitable, with I think hundreds of billions of dollars being being given to charity.
I mean, America is the most charitable country on the face of the earth, and you know, I can tell you, I'm not a wealthy man, but I find myself giving to charities on a regular basis.
Yeah, I gave some money to the United Way here in town just last year during their drive.
There'd also be far less destitute people in this country if, for one, you had a decent health care system that actually took prevention in mind. If you had a stable currency, mm-hmm. so people could save and had an incentive to save.
Instead of going into debt?
Yeah, instead of going into debt. And if you didn't have Social Security, which Congress spent all the money, and now they're just, they've thrown IOU slips in a filing cabinet.
But Wayne, without Social Security, people will get sick, and they'll no one will take care of them.
Old people will be on the streets.
Well, why not just have their own account that they put the money in during their life?
Wayne,
their work
people
lifetime.
Can't be expected to save for themselves. They're not responsible.
Yeah, that's right. They're
that's
dumb.
Why we need the government.
Right. People are lazy and incompetent. Therefore, we should have people rule over us to prevent us from being lazy and incompetent. The people that are going to rule are going to be lazy and incompetent,
no,
too.
No, no, no. They'll elect the best people, Mark. They'll elect
really, though? The politicians perfect. Are the cream of the crop, huh?
Well, we just have to keep trying.
The bureaucrats, so they hire people, the cream of the crop.
Yeah, so these people who want to be responsible for themselves and they want to take care of themselves without government help, they're the immature ones? They're the childish ones?
It's the accusation sometimes that is
Yeah, that's what I find interesting, that the people who think people should be dependent on the government are the adults in society.
Well, they would suggest that, well, okay, you may be mature, Wayne, but what you want to do...
There are people that aren't.
Right. What you want to do is give freedom to the people that would just be greedy, and they would hold all their money for themselves, and they would never help their neighbor.
Well, if that is
like
so,
you?
Some of them will do that. There's
me?
Absolutely
no, no. I mean, the people who ask that. What I find is, what's really interesting, right. just like FDR, for
it's
example.
It's the skinflints that are the ones that say that that people will be skin flintish,
yes.
because I don't live in that world, and I don't know what that world's like to say I'm not giving any money to anybody else because I want things to be good in my life. I wouldn't live that way, and I don't understand that. But I'll give you that point. The fact is, when you look at welfare, the point that some people won't give money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you look at welfare, 70 cents on every welfare dollar. Look it up. Go to middle-class government bureaucrats who dole out the money. 70%. Yep. You can't find a charity anywhere that's that inefficient. So let's flip the numbers and call it 30% overhead that the charity has and then 70% they give away. So you've already more than doubled the efficiency. Let's call it 60% of the money that the charity gives away, mm-hmm. just to double it. So that means only half as many people have to give to take as good a care of people as being taken care of now. Now, anybody will say that there's a certain amount of people on the dole who don't belong there and who could work under other circumstances who choose not to. Let's take half of them out. So now only a quarter of the people that give money have to give. Then you consider that
so the same money can go four times, eight times as far. And Dr. Mary Roard actually looks at those numbers in her book, Healing Our World.
And then you consider that some people will get better over time, or, you know, they'll get on their own or whatever. So you can take them out of the equation.
They'll be encouraged to by a private system where the private agencies have the incentive to make sure that people actually progress and get better.
Right. They'll be able to work. They'll be able to earn money where they can't work and earn money now, because if they did work and earn money, then they would have their stuff taken away from. So you may even be able to cut that in half. I don't know. That's speculation there, but the other two I really don't believe are. So you're talking about somewhere like an eighth to a sixth of the money that's currently spent on these social welfare programs. So you don't need nearly as many people donating. I think more people will, and I think you'll get better service. And you'll also see people falling back on these programs, the sort of mutual aid societies.
You see those flourish. Those don't exist anymore. They used to. They come back.
Religious organizations will do far better at donating.
Yep,
you'll
see
people falling back on their family more so, too.
And what's interesting, too, is that you're right. That used to be the organizations used to be the ones who help people in need. But back in the 20s, 30s, the champion of the Great Society and the New Deal, FDR, there was a story about him, how he would often take the train from Washington, D.C. to New York, where he was from. And the porters on the train would not wait on him because he didn't tip. Now, here's a man that's the champion of government programs, government largesse, who doesn't tip.
What a jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't really surprise me, because I really do believe that the people that are, you know, the most worried about other people not donating, and I understand it's a problem that needs to be addressed in a libertarian society, and it looks like one of the things that, from the surface, like, oh, you libertarians, you don't want to give any money to anybody who might be, you know, in bad shape. It's like social Darwinism.
We want to do it voluntarily and not through coercion.
And I think that there's, you know, maybe there is an aspect of social Darwinism to it. Maybe somebody, you know, keeps on making the worst possible choices over and over and over and over again. And at some point a charity says, look, we're not going to support you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep on choosing to make the worst possible choices. I know charities want to help people that are making good decisions, but I don't think they're going to help people that continue to make the worst decisions over and over again.
Which will give them the incentive to get their act together.
Right. So therefore you won't have the incentive for people to act terribly like they often do in today's society.
You know, I think the final thing that needs to be said on this issue is, if you still believe, after all of that human beings are inherently greedy and selfish, and that they won't give, and that without the government, nobody would help anybody else, and all this, you're very, very negative view of humanity. If that's what you really believe, it's not a justification. Your fear about what you believe about human beings, your fear is not a justification for aggressing against them.
Yeah.
Period.
The fact that you want to have money for public schools or whatever doesn't mean you can take money away from me and my family and me educating my kid so that you can have this, well, welfare system for middle-class people.
We're out of time for tonight, folks. It's Vinny in with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.